The announcement by the chairman of the Nobel Committee took the world by surprise.
The Norwegian Nobel Committee has decided that the Nobel Peace Prize for 2009 is to be awarded to President Barack Obama.
Even the president was stunned.
To be honest, I do not feel that I deserve to be in the company of so many of the transformative figures who've been honored by this prize.
A new public opinion poll shows that Americans overwhelmingly agree. Peter Brown is head of the Quinnipiac University poll, which surveyed roughly 2,300 Americans about the award.
26% of Americans think that he deserves the Nobel Peace Prize. Obviously, not a very large number.
Support was extremely low among Republicans and independent voters. And Brown notes that even among members of the president's own Democratic Party, only 49% of voters say the Nobel Committee made the right choice.
8% of Republicans think he deserved the reward. That's a fairly low number. And interestingly, 19% of independents think he deserved the reward. Clearly, Democrats to a much larger degree than anybody else, but still not even a majority of Democrats think he deserved the reward.
Those views are being expressed on the streets of America.
I think maybe they should have waited a little bit.
It was a signal to the United States by the rest of the world that indeed we did something very right in the election of Barack Obama.
As much as I like Barack Obama, I just don't know that he's done enough to warrant such an honor.
The president has admitted as much, saying that sometimes the Nobel Prize is awarded not to honor a specific achievement, but to give momentum to a set of causes.
And that is why I will accept this award as a call to action, a call for all nations to confront the common challenges of the 21st century.
The White House says Mr. Obama's Nobel lecture in Oslo will build on those themes, but spokesman Robert Gibbs says he will also talk about the reality of being a Nobel Peace Laureate who was leading a nation at war in Iraq and Afghanistan.
We'll address directly the notion I think that many have wondered, which is the juxtaposition of the timing for the Nobel Peace Prize and his commitment to add more troops into Afghanistan.
The conflicts weigh on President Obama as he prepares to join the ranks of Nobel Peace Prize recipients, men and women like Nelson Mandela, Martin Luther King Jr., and Aung San Suu Kyi. He acknowledges his accomplishments pale by comparison and suggests that his award might be more about hope than accomplishments. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, The White House.